I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle, director of the Spirit and Place Festival, which runs from November 2 through November 11. The festival began in 1996, and this year we are once again pleased to join WFYI in presenting this series of essays on the Spirit and Place theme, play. And now, here's Bernie DeKoven, author of The Well-Played Game, with his essay, The Need to Play.
As the pace of change increases, games become an increasingly attractive occupation, playfulness an increasingly valuable asset. Play is how we have learned to learn. Instructions? We don't need no stinking instructions. We play our way to understanding. We learn how to use a new browser not by reading about it, but by using it, playing with it. That's how we learn to work our smartphones and iPads, microwaves and multifunction thermostats. We use them. We play with them. When we play, especially when we are playful, we are most able to respond to change, to changes in ourselves, in our community, in our environment. When we play playfully, even failure becomes part of the game. Just like when we were kids playing with blocks, we keep on building block by block until it all falls down. Then we start over. Sure, you can build on what's still standing. Sure, you can knock them down too. This is why play is traditionally identified as childish, as what children do. Childhood is a state of continuous, rapid change, of having to adjust to a changing body, a growing mind, with changing needs, changing purposes, changing abilities, of falling down and getting up again and falling down again, of making messes and sometimes even breaking things on purpose just so you can see what's inside. Children seem to be almost always at play, because this is how they best engage with a world they don't understand, because this is how they have the most fun. Play itself hasn't changed. What's fun might have, but the fun of play, the attraction, the need for play is the same as it always has been. And neither has the fun of playing changed. And neither has the fun of playing alone, nor the fun of playing together, nor even the fun of work even. Games have changed and will continue to change. The nature of work has changed and will continue to change. But play is fun as much now as it was then, forever. By understanding play in all its many meanings and manifestations, we can build a solid foundation for understanding our world in all its meanings and manifestations.
That's Bernie DeKoven, author of The Well-Played Game, with his essay, The Need to Play. You can read this essay on the Spirit and Place blog and hear more essays about play during All Things Considered until the festival opens on November 2nd. Visit spiritandplace.org for more information on 40 festival events and to learn more about GameSpot, a series of supersized sidewalk games. It's all part of how we play during this year's Spirit and Place Festival. I'm Pam Blevins-Hinkle.